It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FTC votes to ban non-compete agreements, predicting $300 billion wage increase annually. Apple cuts Vision Pro headset forecast amid cooling demand and delays a cheaper model. And Veeam enhances cybersecurity posture with the acquisition of incident response firm Coveware. This is the Business of Tech. Skykick would like to invite you to an upcoming webinar, Prepping from Microsoft 365 Copilot, The Path to AI Ready. How do you maximize Copilot services revenue? With Copilot from Microsoft 365 now available, a critical question for many MSPs is, how can I prepare my customers for AI readiness? Join this webinar to learn not just about acquiring the license, but also how to use automation to conduct assessments effectively and build a strong foundation for the future. You'll gain insights into strategies that ensure your customers are prepared for the next wave of innovation by building a robust foundation in M365 adoption, security standards, and data risk resilience. Speakers include a senior sales engineer who'll get technical inside the Skykick platform. In the Americas, the 1st of May at 11 a.m. PDT, EMEA, the 1st of May, 11 a.m. CEST, and Australia, New Zealand, the 2nd May, 11 a.m. AEST. Visit skykick.com/MSP radio to sign up now. The headline picks itself. The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban nearly all non-compete agreements, which typically prevent workers from joining competing businesses or starting their own. FTC Chair Lina Khan cited stories of workers being trapped in abusive workplaces due to non-competes. Effective later this year, the ban excludes existing agreements for senior executives. The FTC estimates that the policy change could increase wages by nearly $300 billion annually. The ban does not apply to existing agreements for senior executives, but companies cannot enter into or enforce new agreements. Conservative lawyer Eugene Scalia has already sued the FTC over the ban, aiming to have the rules struck down. The case will likely be appealed and potentially reach the Supreme Court. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce also opposes the ban, arguing that non-competes protect trade secrets and incentivize employer investment in training. And I want to cover a couple of other legislative moves while on the topic. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has updated its digital identity guidelines, clarifying the use of syncable authenticators for stronger multi-factor authentication. The supplement addresses the lack of support for synced pass keys in the current guidelines and aims to help agencies improve authentication to online services. The update could pave the way for agencies to adopt passwordless authentication models endorsed by the FIDO Alliance. The new supplement is expected to remove barriers to adoption and facilitate phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication in the U.S. government. Small Business Trends is reporting that there is growing concern among recipients of Payment Protection Program, or PPP, loans about potential audits, as up to one-third of the loans have shown signs of possible fraud. The Small Business Association, or SBA, can audit borrowers' compliance with eligibility and usage requirements. Businesses that use at least 60% of their loan for payroll expenses may be eligible for loan forgiveness. Delinquent loans are being referred to the Treasury Department for collection. If audited, borrowers will receive notice from their lender and should start compiling requested documentation to avoid delays. The Justice Department's National Institute of Justice is seeking public input on using artificial intelligence in the criminal justice system. This request for feedback is part of President Joe Biden's efforts to strengthen AI and civil rights. The report will address various aspects of AI in the criminal justice system and recommend best practices and additional actions. Comments are due within 30 days of the document's publication. And I'll circle back after it happens. But today, the Federal Communications Commission is expected to vote to restore net neutrality by reclassifying internet service providers as common carriers under Title II of the Communications Act. Why do we care? The headline is non-competes. I'm no lawyer, so I won't predict how that part of it will play out. I will say that as a business owner, I wouldn't be pushing these on employees now. they're generally considered difficult to enforce. So why not make this a benefit? Flip the script and make it a positive. I also wanted to highlight the PPP concerns. One should have expected that the program would have some audit teeth. It was never entirely free money. It was a government program, and that would come with paperwork. I also wanted to circle back around for spatial computing, because it appears after all the noise, well, Apple's Vision Pro mixed reality headset, which initially drew crowds and sold out quickly, is now experiencing plummeting interest and sales. Some retail stores are struggling to sell even a handful of units in a week, and demand for demos has significantly decreased. Complaints from customers include impracticality in everyday life, discomfort, difficulty finding apps, and a sense of isolation. Apple is reportedly cutting its Vision Pro headset shipment forecast for the rest of the year due to cooling demand. The company expects to sell only around 400,000 to 450,000 units in 2024, compared to the previous market consensus of 700,000 to 800,000. This unexpected drop in demand has led Apple to adjust its headset roadmap and may delay the release of a lower-cost mixed reality headset. Meta has announced that its VR OS, now Horizon OS, will be open to third-party manufacturers, allowing future headsets from Asus, Lenovo, and Microsoft to connect via the same Meta Quest app. The move aims to expand Meta's footprint and compete with other players in the VR/AR market, such as Apple, Sony, Google, and Samsung. Meta is also introducing changes to its Quest mixed reality software. It includes a more visible app lab and an open mixed reality framework for better AR-like experiences on future headsets. A survey by Piper Sandler reveals that the use of VR devices among teenagers in the U.S. has increased, with weekly usage growing from 10% to 13% compared to the previous year. The study also shows that 33% of U.S. teenagers own a VR device. Why do we care? The hype around the Vision Pro has faded and virtually disappeared from public conversation. Apple's working on addressing some of the issues, but the lack of popular apps is the headline. There is something in this space, and I've been consistent in that the key is use case. That use case has yet to emerge. Let's keep an eye on this space. We care to wait for the use case. Veeam has acquired Coveware, adding incident response capabilities to its data protection offerings. This acquisition aims to enhance Veeam's ability to help customers respond to and recover from cybersecurity incidents. Microsoft will drop support for the classic Teams desktop app on July 1st, 2024. Windows 7, 8, 8.1, and Mac OS Sierra, also 10.12, users will be blocked from accessing classic Teams starting October 23rd, 2024. The new Teams desktop client, which offers faster performance and additional features, has been rolled out and is made available online. Microsoft is also testing a unified Teams client for personal and work accounts, which is expected to ship with Windows 11 version 24H2. Microsoft is rolling out ads in the start menu of Windows 11 to all users. These ads, called recommendations, promote apps from the Microsoft Store and aim to help users discover more apps. While the ads can be disabled, Microsoft plans to push the update, enabling them to be used on all Windows 11 machines in the coming weeks. Why do we care? These are your tactical updates to run an IT services organization. Go forth and use the information.
With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more.
Thanks for listening. Today is National telephone day. I love the question that was posed of imagining a world without the telephone. Have a question you want answered? I do take those listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. This week, Wednesday, 3 p.m. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow.
The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.